Good morning, church family. Great to be with you yesterday on the Lord's Day, and great to be back in Psalm 119. Look how far we have come, 144 verses. Well done. What a journey it has been through a panoramic, gorgeous mountain range with stunning views and high heights and low depths and important lessons along the way. One of you blessed me a couple days ago with a quote from John Calvin on the Psalms and sharing what this has journey through Psalm 119 has meant to you. Thank you. Please keep those coming. I'm blessed and fueled, and it cheers me on. What a privilege to escort you and be your tour guide through Psalm 119. This is the quote that she sent. Calvin said, "This book of Psalms was the anatomy of all the parts of the soul, for not an affection will anyone find in himself whose image is not reflected in this mirror. All the griefs, all the sorrows, all the fears, misgivings, hopes, and cares, all the anxieties, in short, all the disquieting emotions with which the minds of men are wont to be agitated, the Holy Spirit hath here pictured exactly." That's how relevant and rich the Psalms are. I pray that this journey through Psalm 119 over these few days and a couple of weeks would launch you into a whole new love affair with the book of Psalms. It's been my habit, thanks to godly mentors who've gone before me and challenged me in this area, and thanks to the McShane Bible reading plan. Most years, I normally am reading through most or all of the book of Psalms twice per year to stay alive spiritually and to be able to feed and comfort and counsel others. Our title for this stanza this morning is Crying to Heaven, verses 145 to 153, the Kof stanza. Look at the first three verses. What's the word you see repeated in all three of those verses? 145, 146, 147, crying. And again in verse 149, it's implied, hear my voice. Wonder if we're not too passive in our prayers often, beloved. Perhaps God will use corona crisis to teach us to pray more fervently and earnestly and actively, not passively, like the importunate widow in Jesus' parable in Luke 18, begging, pleading with the Lord, like Joseph in Genesis 32 at the river Peniel, wrestling with God until he blesses us, like Elijah, James chapter 5, praying for rain. And James tells us the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous avail much. Asking, seeking, knocking persistently, as Jesus taught us in Matthew 7. Two cries to heaven we see in this passage today. Two cries to heaven that bring us closer to the Lord. First, crying for protection in the first four verses, and then the last three verses, crying for attention. First of all, look at crying for protection, verses 145 and 146. I cried with all my heart, answer me, O Lord. I will observe your statutes. I cried to you, save me, and I shall keep your testimonies. Notice the goal. He's not just crying for comfort or ease or relief. He's crying so that he'll obey, not just live easier, but live better, more pleasing to the Lord according to his word. Keep reading, verses 147 and 48. I rise before dawn and cry for help. I wait for your words. Literally, I anticipate. I'm expectant for your words. 148, my eyes anticipate the night watches that I may meditate on your word. Not just trying to get through the night, not just trying to survive or get this lockdown over with. Lord, I'm going to use the morning, use the evening, use every opportunity, grab every chance I can to meditate on your word, to know you better, to walk with you more closely, to meditate on God's law day and night so I can be like that tree planted by streams of water, Psalm 1, to give you, Lord, my first thoughts, my best thoughts, my last thoughts of the day through and with the help of your word and biblical meditation. Crying for protection. Then second, crying for attention. Verses 149 to 152. Look there, 149. Hear my voice according to your loving kindness. Notice, not by my own merits, not because I deserve it, but because you are gracious and merciful, Lord. Revive me, O Lord, according to your ordinances. Sola Scriptura. The Word of God does the work of God. Lord, through your scriptures, quicken, stir me up, make me vigorous and lively and cheerful and enthusiastic so I can serve you with gladness. Revive me through your word, Lord. This is a life-giving book. Forgive me for not being transformed by it, not being craving more for it like the pure milk of the word and thirsting for it, panting for it, as the psalmist often describes. Keep reading, 150. Those who follow after wickedness draw near. They are far from your law. You are near, O Lord, and all your commandments, all, not some or most, all your commandments are truth. This is the infallible, inerrant word of the living God, absolute truth in a world of lies, deception, and cynicism and skepticism. We have truth. Your word is truth, Jesus prayed in John 17. Notice the contrast here. When enemies draw near, I need you nearer, Lord. They are wicked for one reason, because they reject your word. They're far from your law. But the nearness of God is my good, as this another psalmist puts it elsewhere. But Romans 1 says the world suppresses the truth. It seems like we're seeing this more and more before our very eyes. He gives humanity over to a reprobate, insane mind. Verse 152. Of old, I have known from your testimonies that you have founded them forever. Lord, your word is fixed firmly, established. It has permanent relevance. Grass withers, flower fades, but your word remains forever. Heaven and earth may pass away, Jesus said, but your word remains, O Lord. To say things that are always relevant, you must speak what is eternal. Right? He who is married to the spirit of the age soon finds himself a widower. But God's word is always relevant. Listen to this closing hymn and prayer from Isaac Watts based on this stanza, the Kof stanza that we've just been looking at here. Isaac Watts says, consider all my troubles, Lord, and guardian blessings send. My soul for thy deliverance faints. O bid my sorrows end. Are not thy mercies sovereign still, and thou a faithful God? O grant me now a warmer zeal to run the heavenly road. Does not my heart thy precepts love and long to see thy face? And yet how slow my spirits move without enlivening grace. Thy word is everlasting truth. How pure is every page. This book divine shall guide our youth and richly bless our age. Amen.